3. Can it be justified for one nation to interfere in the internal affairs of another? I believe that there are cases where a nation is justified in interfering in the internal affairs of another country. We only need to look at current events in the world to see such examples. One type of situation where outside interference may be acceptable is with countries that promote terrorism. Terrorism is a major issue in the world today. Those countries that promote it must be forced to stop. Another situation that may require interference is in cases where a country's citizens are being killed in large numbers. This is a difficult issue, for it is impossible to stop all civil wars in the world. But there are cases where a government becomes so brutal and dangerous to its own people that the citizens of that country may require outside help. Finally, as the world grows closer and as weapons of mass destruction spread, we all must work with each other to promote peace. Those countries that do not promote peace or become threats to other countries or to the world must face consequences. Even the United Nations allows for interference in the internal affairs of nations under special cases. Therefore, interference in the internal affairs of other countries cannot be avoided.